Hello everyone, my name is Jackie. My pronouns are she, hers, and I'm bringing you my podcast, The Tea on Trauma. I love those times when I'm with my friends and I feel so deeply supported that I can be genuine about myself and my mental health. However, I know that we can't always be with our friends, but this podcast is here to give you that shoulder to cry on when you need to talk emotions, mindset, and healing. I'm here to spill some tea on some of my own trauma, the things I've learned, and how I transform my mental health and my mindset. We will laugh and we might cry, but hopefully we can all learn and grow. Thanks for listening to this episode. Hello, my loves, my little tea bags, shall I say? That always cracks me up. I like just saying tea bags. But I hope you guys are all doing well. Welcome back to the podcast of The Tea on Trauma. It is me, your host, Jackie, and we are back with another episode. I hope you guys are all doing well and staying warm now that it's December. It is cold where I am, but for those of you who might be listening from, like, not America and wherever you are, I hope that you are doing great, and I'm sending you guys all a really warm and loving embrace. A friendship. That moment of silence was me hugging all of you guys right now. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about limiting beliefs, because I think this is something that is like the number one block in people's manifestations and things like that. I kept going back and forth, like, if I wanted to do an episode on what is manifestation and, like, the basics of manifestation, but I just don't really want to, because I just think that there are so many podcasts out there and so many other amazing episodes that really go into depth and explain what manifestation is, that I just don't feel the need to do that. So if you guys do want to know, like, what is manifestation, all the basics, all the tea on that, I would love to give you guys my podcast recommendations, YouTube video recommendations on that subject, because I have watched so much stuff on what manifestation is, but I just, like, I'm not called to talk about that. It's just not calling to me right now. But I do want to talk about limiting beliefs, because when I first started getting into manifestation, and, like, I feel like everyone who gets into manifestation and spiritual sort of stuff, at first you're, like, almost obsessed with it because it's just so new and crazy, and, like, for some of us, it's the first time that we're hearing that we're in control of our reality and we're in control of our lives. So that concept is like an eye-opener, and we get hooked on manifestation. We love it. We want more. Like that Geico, was that the Geico commercial where the girl was like, you really want it. You really want it. Like, you like it. You want more. That was me with manifestation. And I feel like that's how it is with a lot of people. Like, it's almost addicting because it's just fun. It's fun to learn about. But on the other hand, I feel like personally, and I don't know about the collective, but personally, I've been struggling with my manifestation journey for like a couple of months, honestly. And I really think for me, it keeps coming down to comparing myself to other people and comparing my spiritual journey with other people's, like people I follow and people I admire and stuff like that. Which is great. It's great to have people that you want your lives to kind of resemble theirs. But I think for me, especially being an empath, I look at this, other people's lives and other people's manifestations, and I question my own. And I question how I've kind of gotten into manifestation for like 2 years now. And I think, like, why haven't I manifested big things? why haven't I manifested like a free trip to Thailand or a $10,000 month? Why haven't I been able to manifest a business? Like stuff like this where I'm like kind of taking the fun out of spirituality and manifestation because I'm comparing my journey to other people's. And I think a lot of the times when people on Instagram talk about manifestations and their own manifestations, even though it might come off as bragging, I really think it's like a lot of people just want to show their audience what's possible for them. Because if one person can manifest it, like basically anybody can. So I think a lot of the times, first of all, we just need to take the pressure off of ourselves and realize that our journeys are specific to us and we are on the path that we need to be on, and we shouldn't compare our manifestations to anybody else's. Because even if we're able to manifest what someone else wants to manifest, if it's not like a desire coming from our heart, it's just not going to feel as good when we finally get it. And when I first started listening, like getting into manifestation and telling people about it and just talking to like my boyfriend and random, you know, people you're around about manifestation, my boyfriend's first thing that he said was like, well, I just can't really get behind that because I want $10,000 and I really want it, but I don't have it. And I totally get that. Like, that is just so, I feel like, the punchline to people who aren't totally behind law of attraction and manifestation is like, yeah, I obviously want this stuff, but I'm not getting it. Like, I obviously want a life of luxury and ease, but that's not what my reality is showing me. So how can you tell me that if I want it bad enough, I'll have it when I've wanted things my whole life and I don't have them? That's like a very common argument, and it is totally and completely understandable. I think that to myself even sometimes now. I'm like, I've wanted to start my own business for almost like a year. I'd say I've had an idea for a business and wanting to start selling stuff or helping people with their mindset, like being a mindset coach. That's been like a dream of mine for a year now, and I sit back and I kind of think like, well, why hasn't it manifested yet? Like, what is stopping me from taking the action steps to do that? And it really comes back to limiting beliefs. That's really like the wedge in basically everybody's manifestations, because it's not like how bad you consciously want it. Manifestation is all about your subconscious thoughts in what flows to you and flows to your subconscious, because it's like the subconscious and the conscious that is like creating your reality. So the example with $10,000 is like a really good one. So just to start, limiting beliefs are beliefs that you hold in your subconscious that hold you back, that limit you. They're beliefs in our subconscious that make us think that our dreams are not possible or that we cannot achieve the things we want to achieve. And these limiting beliefs, I personally believe a lot of them come from our childhood and how we are raised, how we grow up, how we perceive our childhood and our family experiences. I think a lot of that creates deep limiting beliefs that are rooted in our subconscious. And then, you know, we get more as we grow up, like we go through things and we don't think they matter a whole lot at the time, but they just like root themselves in our subconscious and they kind of become like reoccurring themes in our life. So like, let's say if you were fired from a job, maybe at the time you might explain it away enough in your head that, oh, there was like a reason to fire me or whatever. But then your subconscious might take it as, I'm not good enough for any job that I want. I'm not good enough for this job and I was fired, so I'm not good enough for any job that I truly desire. And so if that's going to be the limiting belief that's kind of rooted in your subconscious, when you look for other jobs, consciously you might be thinking, well, of course I want this better job. But that belief that's already been rooted in your subconscious is going to kind of hold you back, and it's going to plant seeds of doubt in you that, can I really get this job? Like, am I good enough for this job? Or it might plant a seed of, is there even a job that's good enough for me? And limiting beliefs are really tough because they're in your subconscious. A lot of the times they're put in your subconscious without you kind of even knowing. Like, we get hurt and we don't really speak up about it, or we try to blow things off for our own ego kind of. And then it's like we forget to do the healing of it, of whatever the situation was, and it just becomes a limiting belief. So since they're in our subconscious, I think that the best way to get past limiting beliefs is through also working like with the subconscious, a lot of meditation, a lot of reflection, doing yoga, and just giving yourself time to think. Obviously, everybody loves to talk about shadow work. That's like a great way to get rid of limiting beliefs for once and for all. If you don't know what shadow work is, it's basic. That's like another topic that I feel like so many people have covered it. I'm not going to. But shadow work is basically like you journaling on things that make you super uncomfy, like cringeworthy moments, things that you consider your cringeworthy moments. You kind of let yourself relive them and like talk it out. That's basically what shadow work is, at least to me. And so that's another great way to get rid of limiting beliefs. But I really, really believe in the power of tapping. Like, oh my God, EFT tapping has been one of the things that changed my life. Like, I'd say action-wise, meditation and tapping are definitely two of the things that completely changed my mindset and like for good, just cleared out those limiting beliefs in my subconscious. So I'm sure a lot of you guys know what tapping is. If you don't, I have like 2 tapping videos on my Instagram that you can look at. And then like Gala Darling does a lot on YouTube, and Brad Yates, they do a lot of tapping. I think tapping is a really good way because tapping is kind of meant for your subconscious in general. And so you can kind of write yourself a script on, like, one thing I like about tapping is that if I'm at work and I think of something that triggers me and I'm like, well, I obviously can't meditate or journal or tap it out right now, I will write down like a little summary of how I'm feeling in that moment in the notes of my phone. And then I can either on my lunch break or like when I'm home, I can tap on that so I don't forget. And then I tap on it kind of like that day that something triggers me and it doesn't create a limiting belief. So I really think that tapping and meditation are great ways to tap into your subconscious and get rid of these limiting beliefs. And then an exercise that I've been doing lately, because I honestly feel like half the battle with limiting beliefs is that since we like push them aside, it can be hard for us to even realize what our limiting beliefs are, because sometimes they're just so ingrained in like even our personality or the way we act that it can be hard to tell, is this a limiting belief that I have? And usually you can tell because it just makes, like for me, when I think of a limiting belief, I get like this pit in my stomach type feeling when I think of a scenario, and that's how I know a limiting belief is there. So for example, sometimes when I check my bank account, I get a little drop in my stomach, a little pit in my stomach, thinking about checking my bank account. I think a lot of other people do too. And so to me, that feeling tells me that I have some sort of emotion around money that I haven't squared up to where I want it to be. So paying attention to your feelings, and when you just get those like bad gut feelings, can point out your limiting beliefs. And then something I've been doing recently that's helped, have been helping me a lot, is I write down a day in my dream life, or even just like a morning or an afternoon. I journal on something that I imagine in my dream life. or a dream scenario. So like for me, I want to have my own business. So I imagine I have clients all the time and I have people who want to buy my artwork. And since I love true crime, I'm one of the people who gives my opinion on true crime shows. I'm featured on Oxygen and on the ID channel. I've met people on those shows, like things like that. So that's just my example, but you can like journal a day in your dream life and then just let yourself totally imagine, be enveloped in your dream, be enveloped in that. And once you're done, read it back and journal again on why that can't happen right now. So for me, like if I was doing that, the first thing I'd write down is, well, you can't have a business until you start it. You're not going to have clients and people trying to pay you until you give them something to pay for, until you give them an offer. So journaling on your dream life and then rereading it and find the areas of what you wrote down where you're like, you just can't imagine that really for yourself. Because I think there is a difference between visualizing in the playful fantasy sense and visualizing like this can happen tomorrow. And so when you're reading what you wrote on your dream life, what aspects do you truly think cannot happen tomorrow or next week or next month or next year? Like what aspects of your dreams are you kind of keeping in dreamland and kind of still considering to just be a fantasy? Identify those and then write why. So for me, I would be like, I want a business, but I can't do that unless I start selling. And I'm scared to sell because I'm scared that nobody will buy. And so that kind of shifts to a limiting belief of, why do I think that what I create isn't worthy? Like, I feel like that's a reoccurring theme in my life and a lot of other people's, is self-worth. And am I worthy of doing this? And that's just like, you know, something I'll get through in my dabbing eventually. But that's just a really good exercise. If you know you have limiting beliefs or you're kind of like stuck in your manifestation process, but you can't pinpoint exactly what it is or like the exact belief that's holding you back, that's a really good way, is to one, notice like when you get those bad gut feelings, and two, just like journal out your dream life and realize what aspects of your dream life that you still can't get behind or that you still just see as fantasy. Because that's really going to be where changing those limiting beliefs about your dream life is what's going to actually take you to the dream life, or lead you to the action steps that are going to lead to your dream life. That was a lot. That was a message. And I feel like when I just finished that sentence, my intuition was like, all right, episode, I'm out. My intuition like mic dropped and was like, all right, I'm gone now. I have nothing else to say. Because I think that was like, that was it. That's limiting beliefs, people. Not really, but that's like all I think I have to say on that subject today. I just feel like limiting beliefs is something that I've been struggling with a lot. My manifestation process at the moment is truly kind of a hot mess. Like, I'm just feeling really overwhelmed with so many people's different opinions on how to manifest and how to start a spiritual business that I feel like I'm like, I don't even know, like freaking out or something. So maybe one of my limiting beliefs is that I feel like I have to listen to other people's opinion because mine isn't good enough. I just identified a limiting belief right here. But I hope you guys are all doing well. I kind of just have a sense that the collective right now is feeling a little frazzled like I am. I think a lot of the time around Christmas, people feel frazzled in general. Or going into the new year, we're just frazzled because maybe we haven't crushed some of our 2021 goals, but it's totally fine. I mean, if you're experiencing or feeling something, somebody else in the world is feeling it too. Maybe not in the same scenario, but the feeling and the vibration they're giving off is going to be the same. So just a reminder that no matter where you are, you're never alone. You always have support. the universe loves you. It always has your back. You have people like me who I might not know you, but I'm rooting for you. The universe is rooting for you. And I'm wishing you guys all the love and all the good energy in your Decembers and moving forward. I will talk to you guys next time on the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Tea on Trauma. If you did, I really like when you guys follow me on Instagram and come chat. I like when you guys leave me good ratings and reviews. And I like all of you guys in general just for listening. I appreciate it. It makes my heart very, very happy. So thank you for coming back. And I hope to see you guys next time on the Tea on Trauma. Bye.